Welcome to Journeying the Psalms, a short-form podcast series. I'll be going through the 44 Psalms I've arranged and recorded with my dear friends, the McGraths. Each week, I will share reflections on a Psalm of the Week, a little bit of background to the song arrangement, a thought or two to ponder as you listen, and an accompanying journal with some further reflections and invitations to prayer and practice. This series looks at how the Psalms speak into our lives, how they can get in touch with our deeper emotions and help us better understand ourselves, how they can lead us to live fuller, more honest, more authentic lives, and how they show us a bit of who God is and who we're invited to be in the world. Today's Psalm is Psalm 30, You Have Turned My Sorrow. The introduction from the journal says, proclaiming God's power to transform sorrow into dancing and song, this psalm is sung to the uplifting Irish melody, Green Grows the Laurel. It's a testament to coming through a time of sorrow and mourning and finding dancing, song, and joy once again. I love singing this song in a concert or in a congregation, getting people to join in on the refrain or the chorus. It's very catchy, and multiple people have referred to it as an earworm. It's one of those that you can pick up easily, and the refrain repeats so many times that you begin to take it in. This song took on a new meaning when a friend of mine told me that she'd gone on a journey through cancer, and this psalm had been really meaningful to her during that time. She held on to that hope that there would be a turn from darkness to light, a transformation from suffering to redemption. This is a psalm that tells the story after the fact, but I thought it was interesting that the psalm helped her when she was in the middle of her journey. She hadn't reached that destination, the completion of the story yet. But it gave her hope, and that hope gave her courage and comfort and strength. So the question to ponder as you listen is, have you ever had an experience of sorrow transformed into joy? Are you in one of those experiences right now, or do you know somebody in one of those experiences right now? Even when we're in that time before the transformation, we can still hold on to that hope that after our time of sorrow and mourning, we will find dancing and song and joy once again.
You have turned my sorrow to dancing and song. Sorrow to dancing and song. You've taken my soul. what will be gained. The dust will not praise you, it will not proclaim. But show me your love and your faithfulness. Be merciful to me, O Lord, be my help. You have turned my sorrow to dancing and song. To dancing and song, you've taken my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul may praise you, be silent no more. My Lord and my God, I'll give thanks evermore.